For WVIK News, good evening. I'm Herb Trix. The new Savannah-Sebula Bridge over the Mississippi River officially opened tonight. This afternoon, the Illinois and Iowa Departments of Transportation held a ribbon cutting to mark the opening of the $80 million bridge. Many elected officials and business leaders were on hand to celebrate completion of the project. The new bridge connects the cities of Savannah, Illinois, and Sebula, Iowa. Randy Blankenhorn, Transportation Secretary for Illinois, says it's a great improvement in safety and will strengthen commerce. 85 years ago, the old bridge opened as a private toll bridge. It'll be taken apart and removed in the spring. Davenport officials are considering some major changes for traffic downtown. This week, the Downtown Davenport Partnership presented a consultant study that recommends converting 3rd and 4th Streets from one-way to two-way traffic. Partnership Executive Director Kyle Carter says the streets became one-way back in 1954, when downtown Davenport was much different.
And the idea that these were literally thought of as highways to get people in and out of town as fast as humanly possible, that has all changed. You know, we're building a neighborhood now. We're building commerce.
In addition, he thinks two-way streets through downtown would be much safer for drivers, pedestrians, and bike riders, and it'd be much easier for visitors to find their way. His recommendation is to make 3rd and 4th Streets two-way from River Drive on the east, west to Marquette Street. He says city staff is now looking at the possible cost of converting the two streets. The Iowa Economic Development Board has approved nearly $10 million in financial incentives for five companies that are promising to create 436 jobs. Today, the board approved $1.5 million for the Arconic plant in Riverdale to support a $160 million expansion, creating 30 jobs. John Deere received $2.9 million for a project in Urbandale to set up a new software and hardware technologies business. To help farmers improve their yields, it would create 31 new jobs. Well, 2017 U.S. Open finalist Madison Keys returned home today to promote girl power. She hosted an anti-bullying assembly at Augustana College in Rock Island with the nonprofit organization Fearlessly Girl. Lacey Scarmana has more.
Keys hosted the assembly with Fearlessly Girl founder Kate Whitfield. It was live streamed to 7,000 girls across the United States.
I feel like we just made the world a little bit better today. Even if it's just girl world,
yeah,
like, we made it a little bit better today, and that was the whole point behind this.
Last year, Keys held her first Fearlessly Girl Summit at Rock Island High School, and today she met some of the students from the school's new women's empowerment group, the Rocky Riveters.
So to see that we made an impact there, like, that just makes it that much better,
amazing.
And I'm tearing up thinking about it, and I'm just really proud to be a part of this.
At the assembly, Keys shared her own experiences receiving hateful and threatening messages on social media, and she feels a responsibility to highlight the bullying that girls go through and help them overcome it. I'm Lacey Scarmana.
Family, friends, and co-workers will gather to remember Dick Fisher, a retired Rock Island County Sheriff's Captain and Chair of the County Public Building Commission. The 72-year-old from Taylor Ridge died on Wednesday following a traffic accident. Early in his career, Fisher worked at the Farmall plant, but after swearing in as a deputy in 1969, he spent 43 years working for the Sheriff's Department. A visitation was held today at Whelan Presley Funeral Home in Rock Island. His funeral will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at St. Pius Catholic Church, also in Rock Island. After the service, burial will be held at St. Mary's Cemetery in East Moline. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.